Hello, hello, and welcome to episode one of Could It Be Podcast. My name's Bianca, and I thought I'd start today by giving you a bit of a rundown on, how I've gotten to this stage. So I had breast implants at the age of 20, and I'm now 35 years old, and I've been having some symptoms over the years that I push to the side, assuming that they're off for something else. And I've come across some posts and literature around breast implant illness. So I thought I would talk about my experience with it. So breast implant illness is at this stage not a diagnosable medical condition. However, there are a lot of women talking about their experience with it and having implants taken out and how much better they feel afterwards. So I thought I'd share my story. So I'm one of four daughters to a large-chested mum. One of my sisters had a breast reduction and another one was considering it a few years ago. And my other sister has normal breasts for her frame. Mine, however, never developed properly. Looking back, I remember bra shopping with my mum when I was in my early teens, and I never even filled out a double A cup. I don't even know whether that size is even around anymore, but it was smaller than an A cup. I remember being bullied a lot in general at school. I was one of the nerds, so I was prone to bullying anyway, but quite often it would be about being flat-chested. One that stands out in particular, I was in year eight, sitting there in a big hall with all of the other year eight students, and the year level bully called my name and tried to get my attention, and he's like, "You don't have boobs, you've just got fat rolls tucked into a bra." It was around then that my mum brought up the idea of breast implants, so at 13 years of age. And I remember exactly where we were. We were going for a walk and we were actually on the outskirts of the local oval when Mum brought it up. Because of being 13 years old, it seemed like such a hectic idea at the time. And I think I even told Mum to stop talking about it. I just didn't want to even think about something like that. Fast forward to my year 12 formal, and I bought this beautiful dress, but I couldn't fill it out naturally throughout the chest. So what I ended up having to do, I don't know whether people would remember these, is in like 2004, those terrible, we used to call them chicken fillet bras. So they were like skin coloured stick-on bras that you'd buy. I bought mine from a cheap shop. So I had to wear that as well as a push-up bra that had a water insert in the bottom just to fill out my dress. And I had to go through that whole process just to fit in a normal dress. It wasn't even like it was one that had a big area for the chest. Like I just had nothing there. So the first year out of high school, I did a fitness course with high hopes of becoming a personal trainer for the rest of my life, as we all do. Later that year, it was around August, September of 2005, I was diagnosed with a large ovarian cyst. It was 7.6 kilos, in fact, and I had it removed within a week and a half of finding out that it was there. Before that, I'd never had any surgeries, stitches, broken bones. My first time in hospital, and it was for major surgery. That's a story for another time. It was while I was healing from this surgery that my mum brought up the idea of breast implants again. We went together to see my GP at the time. She's now retired, but she was very supportive and very knowledgeable of specialists in the area. And she referred me to a plastic surgeon to look into whether a fat transfer was possible. And the fat transfer was Mum's idea. It was at that appointment that I was informed that I actually had something that they called tuberous breasts. I'd never heard of these before. This is back before I knew that Google was a thing. So I just thought I was just weird and it was only me that looked this way. So in a way it was a relief to find out that I wasn't on my own in how I looked and felt at the time. That specialist also though did let me know that I couldn't have a fat transfer because I didn't have the shape or the tissue there. So from there he actually referred me on to a reconstructive surgeon. I can't remember the exact time frames as this was all unfolding 16 years ago nearly, but it must have been happening pretty quickly. The reconstructive surgeon was very thorough and she planned to do first a surgery on tissue expanders before doing the proper implant. So I remember the date. It was November 18, 2005. So this is only a few months after my very first surgery where I had the ovarian cyst removed. And November 18, I had the surgery to insert the tissue expanders. So basically the tissue expanders were like a breast shape at the front, and they had, I guess, a bladder behind them, which was connected to some ports that sat in my armpits. So that was the first surgery. I don't remember much about the surgery apart from being randomly put in the maternity ward and being woken up by crying babies all throughout the night. I was working in a gym at the time, and I think maybe I had 5 days off. The surgery was on a Thursday. I was possibly back at work on the Tuesday night. I could be wrong though. So with the tissue expander process, I would go to my specialist's rooms every 2 weeks, and I would have saline solution inserted into the ports that sat in my armpits, and that would increase the size slowly every 2 weeks so that I didn't suddenly have like massive implants put in where there's no room for them. I did experience some stretch marks, but I've just got the skin for it. So, I sort of took the bad with the good there and understood it was all part of it. It was either not having boobs or having stretch marks. I'd take the stretch marks. So once we got to the right size for my frame, I'm quite a broad-shouldered woman. I went up to around a C cup. We stopped doing the saline solution and just let the tissue expanders settle for a little while. So I think we waited a few months from memory. So that then takes us to July 2006. So I had my implants inserted. They were over the pec muscle, teardrop shaped, and I think they were textured. I'm not exactly sure. I was very young at the time. Mum was with me for a lot of the appointments, so she was the one absorbing all of the information for me. I was very overwhelmed by it all. I don't remember much pain. However, funny morphine story. When I was in recovery, the nurses let me know that I had a button in my hand, and I could push that button, and only every 5 minutes would it administer some more morphine for me, from memory. I, however, heard that as push it as much as you like for some reason. You know, when you're high straight out of surgery, there's just no point in them telling you anything in that stage. So I remember coming back to my room, and Mum kept hearing this beep. She asked one of the nurses what that beep could be, and I lifted my hand out, and probably the only words that I could put together that night. I'm like, oh no, this is me. And then the nurse explained what I actually had to do. So that was my little funny morphine experience. So from memory, the worst part for me was not being able to reach up and wash my hair. I have quite oily hair, which I normally wash every day, but I'm very lucky, and my little sister would come into hospital every few days and wash my hair. I don't remember exactly how long I was in there for, and I can't remember how long I took off of work, but I think it may have been a little longer than the first surgery. I absolutely loved the outcome. I was very happy with my reconstructive surgeon's work. She was such a perfectionist. And 20-year-old Bianca was very happy with her new boobs. So since this surgery, I have had many others, and most of them have been around women's health issues. And around 2 years ago, I came across the Facebook of a woman who, she had some mutual friends. She came up as a suggested friend from memory. And she had some public posts around having her implants out recently due to what she was calling breast implant illness. I read through the list of her symptoms, and so many resonated with me. I think I possibly even cried at the time, because I was like, wow, like, this is stuff that I'm experiencing. I've had this surgery as well, but I never put it together. So that is how I came across what we are calling breast implant illness and breast explant surgery. And I thought I'd share my experience over the next few weeks. So the next episode will look into what symptoms I actually go through on a daily basis, right through to seeing my specialist and actually having the surgery. So thank you for listening in, and I will speak to you next time. You can find me on Instagram on Could It Be II Podcast. Thank you to my incredibly talented partner Jacob Tandell for the intro and outro music. All the recording, editing and artwork is done by me. Thank you. Thanks for listening.